Time to talk a bit of soccer now with Phil Moss. And good morning, Phil. We spoke about Real and Man United. Tell us the outcome, mate. 2-1.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great game of football. And Zidane pockets another piece of silverware. It's Real Madrid's fourth Super Cup. And they were deserving winners, you have to say, over the entirety of the game. 7 minutes of injury time. So the game went to the 97th minute. But Marcus Rashford for Manchester United had a chance to equalise late in the second half to maybe force at the penalties, but it wasn't to be. But certainly Real Madrid were good value for their 2-0 lead through Casemiro in the 24th minute, Isco in the 52nd. And then good news for Manchester United with Lukaku scoring in the 62nd minute. So he's bagged a few pre-season goals and certainly looks in ominous form for the season ahead.
Mate, we had David knocking off Goliath in last week's round of the FFA Cup. What's going to be happening when it resumes tonight?
Yeah, well, there won't be any David v Goliath battles this time around, TK. We've got, they're all NPL battles or all A-League battles. We've got Hume City and Bentley Greens taking on each other. They're two former semi-finalists of the Cup competition, and they both play in the Victorian NPL. Liam Boland is a name you may remember. He'll be lining up for Hume City. He scored that freakish goal from almost halfway against Central Coast Mariners last year when he was playing for Green Gully. And that was the game that knocked the Mariners out. That was a giant killing effort from Green Gully at the time. Mm. All A-League games, you've got Brisbane Roar up against Melbourne Victory up there at Perry Park. That should be absolutely packed to the rafters in Brisbane. Melbourne Victory, of course, won the Cup in 2015. Mark Milligan, Reece Williams and Barbarousis, Muscat's new signings, look like they'll line up. And Brisbane, of course, set to unveil their marquee in Massimo Macaroni, who scored two on the weekend in a friendly against Peninsula Power. And the other All-A-League game is Adelaide United against Newcastle down there in Adelaide at the Marsden Sports Centre. Nigel Bogart, who wears the armband for Newcastle, will be up against his old club in Adelaide, who he won the Cup with in 2014.
Don't you just love the... You're talking about the stadiums then, like the sort of the... Take it back to the people.
Yeah.
You know, just, you've got these 10,000 strong, 5,000 strong. They're packing the stadiums out in the local games, which is great. Mossy, also ex-Adelaide star Karuska, I believe he's set to leave Australia perhaps. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. He's just received his Australian citizenship with his beautiful family, and he spent 5 years at Adelaide United. They didn't renew his deal under new coach Marco Kurz, and he's on the lookout to stay in the A-League, and apparently he had two offers, but nothing's come to fruition at this stage. And he's come out and said, look, I may be lost to the A-League. I'm definitely going to keep playing, so it may have to be overseas. He's even mentioned Argentina, but, you know, it'd be a real shame. He's 33 years of age, and it would be a real shame to see Marcelo lost to the A-League, because I think he's still got a lot to offer, particularly in a mentoring role for younger players. He's got a wonderful personality and character. He's been one of our best imports in the A-League. He won the Player of the Year for Adelaide twice in his time down there. Always polled well in the Johnny Warren Player of the Year for the A-League votes, and I'd hate to see him lost. So if there's anyone out there with the spot available, Marcelo Karuska is waiting for a phone call.
All right. So he'd be a good pickup, you think?
Yeah, I think he would be, TK. He's, as I said, he's a wonderful player, very creative. He brings fans off their seats at games, and although he may not have the younger legs of a 25-year-old, he's certainly got the brain. You know, that's quicker than a lot of players in the league, and I think he'd be a great pickup.
Mate, just quickly, Thomas Broich is chasing you, mate. He's in the coaching career now.
Watched his hair go grey very quickly. But yeah, Thomas obviously had his last season with Brisbane Roar last season, and he's looking to pick up the clipboard now with Brisbane City. Now they're an A-League expansion bid, and John Cosmina is the head coach there in the NPL up there in Queensland. And there's two things about this. He'll learn a lot from Cozzy. Cozzy's a fantastic mentor. I actually had him as a coach way back in 1995.
Yeah.
And he certainly knows his way around the coaching game. And also, I think Thomas Broich has got a magnificent football brain, and the players up there and the younger coaches will certainly learn a lot from Thomas. And no doubt Bozzy will pick his brain as well. You can always learn off fellow coaches, no matter how long they've been in the coaching game. But great to see Thomas staying in Australia. And I don't think he's officially retired from playing yet. So, you know, he's had an operation, I think, to fix an injury. But for now, he's going to be calling the shots from the sideline.
You're a good man, Phil Moss.